This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing his column for Real Clear Politics most recently about Robert Rausch. He has published a piece, Cross-Purposes, Christianity's Broken Bargain with Democracy. The topic here is of great interest, has been since the founding of this country, since before the people who came here to found this country, the people who stayed behind in Europe and dealt with the wars that have been commonplace throughout that land. Freedom and religion, the two belong together. However, there are important caveats, and Peter takes us into some of them. Peter, a very good evening to you. It is, of course, a completely compelling subject because it has very little to do with the 21st century. It comes from the spirituality of the last several thousand years, and we have very specific demands of our freedoms and our religions, establishing that the founding fathers understood that this was a conflict. Did they successfully avoid it, in your opinion? Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John. Well, I think they successfully managed it as well as any founders in any form of government has managed to. And they began with an understanding that they thought was both Christian and enlightened. They believed that God endowed human beings with certain unalienable rights, that we were equal in our possession of these rights, that it was government's first task to secure these God-given rights, and only a government that was limited and well-organized could ensure that that government would neither establish a religion or interfere with the government's free exercise. So I can't, off the top of my head, actually, I can't, after considerable reflection, think of another great power, multi-religious and multi-ethnic, that has done better to manage differences of opinion about religion than the United States.
Mr. Rausch finds that the Christian conservatives, sometimes called evangelicals, are not at this point conversant with the tolerance that is necessary in order to worship in America. Has that always been the case, Peter, or is this a development of partisanship? Where did it come from?
So there's always been the temptation, of course, a temptation for religious people to seek to use government to implement what they believe to be God's will. And for that matter, there's always been a temptation for secular forces to use government to impose upon religious people what the secular forces think is true about the world and how one should live a good life. So that's been with us always. These temptations will remain with us always. Rausch does point to an interesting development in the 60s, 70s for the conservative side of things. But he sees within Christianity, both mainline Protestantism and evangelical Christianity, a shift toward politics, especially in the 70s and the 80s. For mainline Protestants, the politics they embraced was that of progressivism. For evangelicals, it tended to be conservatism. You recall the moral majority. And Rausch worries that there's a displacement here. He speaks, and by the way, he emphasizes this. He's quite aware that there's something odd in a secular Jewish gay man instructing Christians on how to be Christian. Nevertheless, he points out, and this observation in general seems fair to me, that Christianity in the first place is a faith. It's a faith that has to do with spiritual side of things. It has to do with redemption. It has to do with how we treat our fellow man and fellow woman. And that there's always a danger when you go into politics to put the political mission first or the matters of the city of man ahead of the city of God. So he sees that happening on both the left and the right in the 70s and 80s.
As I've mentioned to you, Peter, I'm reading a deal of how the pulpit responded to the crisis in this country called the Civil War. The pulpit was busy every week and straight up politics all the time. That is not the case right now. But I recall in my youth, the pulpit was much filled with concern about the Vietnam War. You're old enough to remember that, Peter. Every week there was a display either of let us protest the war or let us not permit the war to be mentioned in the pulpit. In other words, we're not here to choose sides. We're here to interpret the word of God and to maintain our Christian generosity. Now, has that come again, Peter? Is that why Mr. Rausch is so concerned about it? I'm unaware of this. I attend church routinely. There's very little politics in the pulpit that I attend to.
Yes, well, Mr. Rausch, who's a friend of mine, actually contends that for Christian conservatives in the evangelical churches around the country, the political dimension has grown very large. And moreover, the political dimension, he claims, focuses around support for Donald Trump. He declares Donald Trump to be a semi-fascist, halfway to Mussolini. And so it's not just that from the pulpit, clergymen are speaking about politics, because as we all know, there is a moral dimension to politics, and religious faith can guide you in one direction or another. But what he really holds against white Christian conservative evangelicals is their support for Trump, which he regards not just a betrayal of democracy, but as a betrayal of Christianity.
That is representative of where we are right now. Does this translate into other concerns, you know, other political concerns other than the personality of the President of the United States?
Well, all of the president's policies as well. In other words, Rausch goes well beyond saying to the Christians, how can you support a man whose character and conduct of his private life is so at odds with traditional Christian teaching? Rausch believes that that Trump's manner of governance, his particular public policies, his treatment of the executive branch, his alleged authoritarianism, all of this, he says, is both contrary to the fundamental requirements of democracy in America. And Rausch also claims it's repugnant to the fundamental requirements of Christian faith.
Then, therefore, this is built upon, I'm trying to understand here because I've not read Mr. Rausch. Is this built upon Donald Trump, or it's built upon concerns of the evangelicals who come to the pulpit and listen to remarks about Donald Trump? Was it there before Trump's phenomenon of 2015, 2016?
Oh, I see. Yes. Rausch thinks it was building within the evangelical churches. Again, He sees the first troubling developments in the late 70s, early 80s, with the rise of the moral majority that became a big part of the Ronald Reagan coalition. Then, however, as you both recall, the charge against Christian conservatives was that they were bringing their Christian values to the public sphere by obsessively focusing on their opposition to abortion. Now, ironically, Rausch's complaint is Christian conservatives are not bringing their Christian values to the public sphere. If only they would bring their Christian values to the public sphere, they would turn against Trump. That's the argument.
I also note in your column that you say that Mr. Rausch believes Christianity is in decline, or the numbers are not matching growth.
Yes.
My own experience of that is that a religion is very difficult to maintain in the large cities that we live in. Very difficult.
Yes.
There are challenges every day to your ability to respond to the world. That's especially in New York. But in other settings, and I live in one now, rural setting, religion becomes a major concern of the week.
Huh. Yes.
It might have to do with the hectic lives we live, but I... But to find time on a Sunday morning can be challenging for young families.
Yes.
And is that too sympathetic to the politics of the moment?
I think it's not really Rausch's argument. His argument is that is that religion is declining because the pulpit is failing to provide people spiritual nourishment. He believes it's because both congregants and sometimes the clergymen themselves are bringing politics too much into the church, and people have plenty of politics outside of the church.
The essay is Cross Purposes, Christianity's Broken Bargain with Democracy. Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution writing it for his column for Real Clear Politics.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.